pencils down, everybody. Behave yourselves because it's time to listen to this great podcast. My name is Cyril, and I smell cheese.
I'm Jenny, and I'm already speechless. Welcome to our show where we talk about absolutely nothing.
Welcome to our first ever episode of Pencils Down. So one of my favorite shows has a reoccurring quote, a fun fact that they talk about all the time, and that's the fact that kangaroos have three vaginas.
Wow.
So to have Cyril start us off, I guess I didn't really introduce ourselves, but that's fine.
True. Yeah. That is something that we were just talking about a little bit. And when I heard that kangaroos had three vaginas, Jenny had also mentioned there were some other things that also had three vaginas. Were there a couple of other things?
Yeah, so I believe there's like koalas, and it's actually quite a few of like the Australian animals have three vaginas. I can look it up, but it's quite ridiculous. Oh. Being pregnant three times.
Well, yeah. What's also curious is that I discovered, at least for the last few years, I think that there's been a change to it, but in the last few years, I discovered another entity that also had three vaginas.
All right.
Yes.
Please don't tell me it was you, because then we're going to have more.
It wasn't me, no. I'm trying to remember what the scientific name for it is. I think the scientific name for the entity that's had three vaginas for the last few years was, I think it was the Miami Heat. Yeah. So, yeah, I definitely.
I'm going to have to disagree with that.
I don't know. I mean, one of them is, you know, moved to Cleveland, but I know that they definitely
have. I think that's when he grew his vagina, is when he moved back to Cleveland.
I don't know. I mean, you know, I have a feeling that, you know, okay, maybe they still have three, but they all belong to Chris Bosch. That might be what it is.
What do you have against Chris Bosch? Is it because he stole your haircut? Is that...
That might be it. See, no, it's because every time I see the man, you know, the first thing I think of is Jurassic Park, because he does look like some kind of a dinosaur. So, I mean, I think of that. There are also the three vaginas. I mean, you know, I can't get beyond that. So that's just like kind of like what comes to mind when I think of, you know, maybe he's just a kangaroo.
Maybe.
That's what it is. Yeah.
I mean...
He doesn't jump like one. I mean, he jumps more like somebody stuck in quicksand, but that's okay.
You clearly have so much aggression towards Chris Bosch. This is interesting.
Yes.
So do you bring this up in the Black People's Meeting that I know you frequent?
Definitely. As a matter of fact, you know, I was at the most recent one a week ago. And when I was at that Black People's Meeting, you know, I was there. My nemesis, Danny Glover, was there. I mean, Danny Glover, there's a whole thing on YouTube about me and him. We can talk about that some other time.
Right.
But while we were there, we were waiting for them to bring the meal out to us. So while we're waiting for our meal of watermelon, and for some reason there was a very large avocado involved, but while we're waiting for this stuff to show up, I started getting into conversations with the people at my table. And at my table at that time, I actually did have Chris Bosch sitting next to me on one side. And I don't even know how he got invited, but he was there next to me on one side.
I think it's the Black part of the Black People's Meeting that got his invite.
I didn't think of that. And then on the other side of me was Eddie Murphy. So,
of course.
You know, it's me and Eddie Murphy and Chris Bosch all at the same table.
I mean, I think the only question really was, why were you there?
Yes. We're still working that part out. Yeah, because
I know Eddie Murphy has taken quite a fall in stardom, but I don't think it's that steep of a fall.
Yeah, especially when I was trying to listen to the hockey game on the radio.
Right. So, you know, while listening to Shinedown.
Right, yes, exactly. So I haven't figured that one out yet. So we were sitting there, and we were actually just talking about things that we've accomplished in our lives.
Right.
And, you know, of course, Chris Bosch has been part of a championship basketball team, you know, and Eddie Murphy, you know, has, of course, done his thing for, you know, well over 30 years now. So then they started asking me what I accomplished. And I said,
what haven't I accomplished?
Exactly.
Is really the only response.
That's right.
To
yes.
That question.
I mean, just the mere fact that I had them asking me about my accomplishments was an accomplishment in itself.
Exactly.
Right. And on top of that, what else did I accomplish? I accomplished waking up that morning. Not only that, I accomplished waking up the morning before that. In fact, I've been waking up for years.
Exactly. And to quote Kanye West at this moment, you know, dope people do dope things.
That's right,
all
yes.
the time. Yes. You know, and you totally embody that spirit of that Kanye West
yes.
sort of. And interesting, was he at the Black People's Meeting, or is he just too dope?
He was just a little bit too dope for that. As
all
a matter
right.
of fact, I think what he was doing, he was nearby because I could hear him shouting, but I think he was shouting at some dude in a wheelchair to stand up and raise his arms. I don't know. I'm not exactly
it
sure.
It wouldn't be the first time.
So that was going on outside, so he didn't actually make his way into the meeting. You know, Mariah Carey tried to sneak in. We kicked her out.
Obviously. Right. So, interestingly enough, there was a picture of Beyonce and Jay-Z on the internet, and somebody commented underneath it, like, I love biracial couples. And, well, do you get what biracial couples means? Like,
right,
where
yeah.
exactly?
I don't know. You know what? I was offered the opportunity one time to make a biracial baby with either Beyonce or Jay-Z. I'm not sure which one.
I think it was Jay-Z.
It probably was.
Because really, that's men and men. That's the only way.
Yeah.
That's where the phrase mono e mono, you know, probably was derived from, was, you know, making babies
yeah,
via men only.
That's right, yes. So, I didn't take him up on the offer at that moment. It's something I'm still considering, but right now I've got like a long line of people who are trying to, you know, make babies with me.
Right.
So, yeah.
I mean, that's completely understandable and something that every average adult male goes through in their lives. That phase in which everyone just walks up to them and says, please have a baby, you know,
right.
regardless of gender, you know,
yeah.
sexuality. It doesn't matter.
That's exactly
they
right.
They all just, you know, sort of migrate towards you.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, speaking of, you know, going back to the Miami Heat. Now, I mean, this was years ago before they actually were any good. But I was...
what?
Before you were born, it was a long time ago. They used to be the laughingstock of the NBA. All right, they were horrible.
Really? Right.
Yes,
I
really
don't remember
were.
This.
I know, yes, before
shockingly.
Your time. But at that time, you know, I actually went to a game of theirs. They were playing against San Antonio, and I was in San Antonio seeing the game. And San Antonio was a good team back then. Miami was not. So I
as
was,
you've already expressed.
Right, and I want to make sure that I continue to do that.
So
I was there at this game. And I'm trying to remember where I was going with this. It was very important. so what happened was, you know, I'm at this Miami Heat game. And what were we talking about right before that? Because it was important. It related to what we were talking about right before that.
Right. You're asking me to think back. And most of what
that,
I've said
that,
is
that.
A complete lie. So
that's just terrible. Oh, yes. I remember exactly what it was now. So... after the game, the Heat lost by 26 points or 28 points. It was something like that. It wasn't even close.
Wow, this is definitely a game I've never seen.
I know, yes. And after the game, then they, like, you know, the players got together and they were doing, like, their handshakes and stuff like that at the end of the game. And one of the Miami Heat players, you probably don't even remember the guy. His name was Keith Ackles. And he asked me if I would come down and fertilize the whole team.
Obviously. I do not know this man. And
yes.
Second of all, it's so obvious that you were his choice.
That's right. And by the way, I got my two Miami Heat players mixed up. It wasn't Keith Ackles. George Ackles and Keith Haskins. It was Keith Haskins. I just want to say that in case anybody goes and looks it up. It was Keith Haskins.
Okay.
Yes, yes. George Ackles had nothing to do with it. He was hiding in the corner crying. Something about, you know, Chris Bosh was coming trying to fertilize him against his will.
Are you sure Chris Bosh was alive? Because I'm pretty sure we're about the same age.
My man Bosh was like 2 years old at the time.
But he was, you know, men from
yeah.
the day they're born are ready to make babies.
That's
so.
Right. And I mean, he was 2 years old and he was already 6'5". So, I mean,
right. So easily confused with
yeah.
an average.
Exactly.
Adult male,
yeah.
So.
They tried to sign him to a contract, but, you know, his mother said no.
And yet you think he's a bad player.
Well, you know, you can't teach size. So that's something that we do know. You cannot teach size. You know, mm-hmm. 6'5", 2 year old. They probably thought he was going to be like 30 feet tall by the time he got older. You know, just
right. And that would have made basketball really easy.
It would.
would walk up there and be like, done.
That's right, yeah.
Like, who are these people attacking my feet?
That's right, yes. Much what you do. Yeah, yeah.
That's what they must feel like when I walk up to them. Like, oh, look, there's an ant on the floor.
Right. Yeah, I'm actually thinking what you and I should do at some point. We'll wait until summer. I mean, you know, the weather's starting to get a little bit cooler right now. But maybe you and I should have, like, a one-on-one basketball game.
Well, that would be tragically horrible. You do realize I have zero coordination of any sorts.
Well,
like, I sit in front of a computer all day for a reason.
Yeah, I guess so. But you know what? I'm not nearly as athletic as I look. That actually was also a topic at the Black People's Meeting. You know,
right.
It was like a competition. Who is the least athletic Black person in here?
So you've seen Big Bang Theory. Have you ever seen that show?
Yes.
You know, the episode in which they have that, well, they have that, you know, athletic challenge,
yes,
against each other. That's me. Right. So just, like, think about that. Like, people used to take my head off when we played Red Rover. Like, Red Rover was an athletic event for me, and I always failed.
Wow.
So playing basketball is asking for a whole different level that I'm just not prepared.
Well,
or, like, even capable of giving.
I'm giving you months to practice this, because what I want this to become is, like, you know, a video edition of, you know, this show.
Okay.
And then that way people will get to see how much you've grown as a basketball player. I mean, they're hearing this right now, and they know that you're not very good. But when they see the way you're going to dominate the court in a few months.
Dominate the court. I like that quote. I like your enthusiasm.
Yes.
Wish I had some of it. I feel like it's more important that I have that enthusiasm, and I don't. And also, if you already pointed out, it's getting cold out. So where exactly am I playing and practicing this alleged basketball? I don't think if we put, like, a little net in my cube and start throwing paper at it, that it will assist in that. And also, we're going to have to get over my fear of objects being thrown at my face. Which is one of my main things that is, I, like, close my eyes and, like, crunch into a little wall, which sort of prevents any progress from occurring.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing that, you know, may be a barrier. On the good side, that may be a barrier to somebody fertilizing you, if, you know, you're afraid of somebody just, you know, kind of projectiles coming towards you. I would like to point out at this moment, we're actually doing this recording in my house, and my cat, Casper, is climbing around, and he's very curious about what's going on here, as most cats are. I think he wants to join the podcast. He's a little bit shy right now, and he's also sharpening a knife at the moment. So I'm not sure what's going to happen there, but when he's done sharpening the knife, he may want to join us.
Honestly, I've seen him sharpen bigger knives, so I'm actually quite impressed that it's so, you know, so compact of a knife, but it might just be for his sneak attack later.
I think so, yeah. So he might be, you know, backstabbing somebody later. He's now decided to just kind of sit down and relax a little bit.
Yeah,
the soothing sounds of our voices.
Voice. I think my voice scares him.
I want to point out that, you know, Jenny, Casper has a major crush on you. You know, from the first time he met you, he was asking for you, like, for weeks afterwards.
I think it's really just the brush.
And
it's the fact that I'm willing to sit there for an hour holding a brush so that he can brush himself is really the only thing. And I just realized that can come in a completely different manner if someone, like, just don't listen into that too much. It really is just a hairbrush.
it is, yes, it really is. I have made offers around the office where we work, you know, for people to just hold a brush, and then that would get my attention, and then I would actually just hang out with them for an hour. The first time I offered that to people, I came to work the next day to find a whole bunch of brushes in my cube. I think what happened was everybody was afraid I would show up, like, at their house. They took every brush they could find and gave them to me so I wouldn't go finding them.
Right. I was going to say that would probably have the opposite effect of what you would think. Because most people at work are afraid of you.
Right.
Or just curious by how you still exist.
Yes, that's very true.
I
would agree with that.
I don't see anybody being like, yes. I mean, you know, if Garth was here, though, you know, your lover in the UK was here, he would definitely have taken up that offer. So
that's right. Yes.
I guess it's fortunate for his fiancée that he lives on the other side of the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So she's got that going for her.
But sign me up for some of that. That's for sure.
I know.
Yeah, I have to wipe the drool up off the table. Wait, give me a second here.
Collect yourself, please. Right, yes. You're just being too ridiculous, and we just need to calm down.
That is very true. Yes. What's curious is I'm actually looking at a clock here. It is nearly 1 a.m. at the time that this is being recorded. And that's the kind of thing that, you know, I've never recorded anything at 1 in the morning that I couldn't charge $5.99 a minute for afterwards. But usually, you know, I have people calling me on the phone and they're like, you know, hey, can you, you know, do whatever for me for $5.99 a minute? And yes, I will sing, you know, show tunes to them. I will sing songs from their favorite Disney movies. This is something that's a new experience for me because it doesn't involve singing, it doesn't involve Disney, and it doesn't involve somebody actually spraying whipped cream into my mouth. This is perfect. I like this a lot more.
Well, we're trying to branch out, you know, we're trying to broaden your horizons. Yeah. Actually, I'm going to correct that. I'm trying to shrink your horizons. I feel your horizons are much too broad, yeah. And you sell yourself too short.
Yeah.
So we're going to try and shrink those down so that you can, you know, concentrate on finding you and who you are.
I'd like to do that. I really would. Because, you know, some days I really kind of don't know who I truly am.
Well, this is getting a bit too deep.
I know, yeah. And I mean, I feel very strongly about this, and I think that this is a place that I really could share. You know, it'll be cleansing to me.
All right.
You know, because some days I wake up and I kind of just feel like, you know, joyous me, and that works out great. But there are other days when I wake up and I feel like an exotic dancer who goes by the name of Strawberry. And
I can honestly say that I have no idea what that feels like.
Yeah, it's the kind of experience that, at first, it's kind of cool because it's, you know, like, oh, wow, I get to be Strawberry. And I know I'm not, but in a way, I just kind of feel it. But what gets worse is when I actually go out into the world with this feeling that I'm Strawberry and people don't recognize it. They just see me as me. And I just want to, you know, just explode and say, no, it's really me. I am Strawberry. And then I want to dance. And the problem with that is I'm not shy enough to say, you know, that I'm going to shrink down and not let people know who I am. But the problem is I have trouble finding a pole.
Right. Well, that's okay, because sometimes our work shuttle has a stripper pole right in the middle of it, and it even has the curvatures and the couches to give you enough space. So we just have to find when the normal shuttle breaks down, we'll make sure to bring you in on those days so that you can give a nice dance to those people that are coming to work in the morning. The sad part is it's 100% fact. Yeah. It's probably the truest thing we've said tonight, is that we do get a stripper pole bus to take us from the lot to our work in the morning, which is just, you know, nothing can be more uplifting.
Right.
Than, you know, start your day with a stripper pole bus.
Yes, and there's also liquor on the bus.
That is true. They keep liquor underneath the seats for convenience. I mean, really, going into that building, you probably need that liquor anyways. So it really, strippers and liquor is the only way to convince people to go to work in the morning. And, you know, the company is delivering.
Right,
you know,
yeah.
They are delivering, so who can blame them?
Right, yeah. I mean, there are times when, you know, people, and I mean, I'm sure this happens at every company, but there are people who are sometimes going to feel a bit jaded, or they're going to just kind of feel like, you know, they're not getting that fulfillment that they really want out of the workplace.
Right.
But you provide them with a free ride on a bus. This is free. A free ride on a bus that's got a stripper pole and liquor under the seats. Now, I mean, you know,
what more can a person ask for?
That's exactly right. If that doesn't energize you for your work day, I don't know what does.
If that doesn't say, let's do some data analytics, right, what
yes,
does?
Exactly, yes. Like, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I think that that's a great idea. Next time, Strawberry may make an appearance on the shuttle bus.
Excellent. I will try and get a heads up on when that's happening, and I'll try and talk with HR and see how their feelings are. But I don't see how this could ever possibly go wrong. I think this is an excellent idea, and I think it would be an excellent video to have on the page.
Oh, yeah.
To go along as sort of a special version of Pencils Down.
That's right, yes. Yeah. Our workplace's company website, you know, has some information about the people who work there, so you can see, like, pictures of some of the people, and they tell a little story about themselves. I think what would be great is if they actually included a picture of me on the pole. And right, so,
so the page that says "Our People,"
yes.
I think it's right when you click that, the first page should just be a picture with you on the pole,
yes.
Right? I think, and maybe we can get, so you have a picture of you in a boa and that right. cowboy. We can just replicate that entire outfit,
yeah,
and get you on that stripper pole, and then right. you know we can get a couple. I'm sure we can get a couple other people to come in and like get the beer and you
oh,
know
yeah.
all the alcohol that's underneath, and just like you know, I think we can get an awesome photo shoot out of it, and
yes.
just I think this would definitely encourage a better class of people to work at the company,
right.
and you know I think this would get more people to you know we have a lot of open positions,
right? Exactly.
I think we would get filled like that,
yes,
like immediate
definitely.
Fulfillment of every position.
That's right.
If we post that picture as our people, you can work with this person,
right?
This person on a stripper pole,
yes.
You could be with this person,
right? Yes.
I mean. Who would turn down that position?
But,
I don't know. I wouldn't. I didn't.
Right, exactly.
Because
yeah.
I do still work there.
So. Yes, exactly. So I think that we've worked out a plan. See, people, I'm sure people think, you know, you get people randomly in front of microphones at 1 a.m., and, you know, what could they possibly do that's going to really bring something positive to the world?
We could do this, which is, you know, find a yep. way to take an otherwise seemingly mundane job,
yes.
and bring spice and joy and
yes.
just excitement to it, you know? And what other time of the day are you going to think of these types of ideas
yeah.
than at 1 o'clock in the morning?
That's right.
I mean, really, when you're at work, you're not mm-hmm. going to think of creative ideas in this sort of out of the box structure. You're
right.
you're going to, you know, think more, you know, for the work and more serious, right? But at
yep.
1 o'clock in the morning, your mind is not completely there. And I'm not gonna
yep.
lie, mine isn't. And you're gonna think out of the box, and you're gonna think of, you know, stripper poles and drinking and photo shoots that would definitely bring an extra, you know, zest.
Yeah.
I can't think of a word because, as I said, my brain is gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
And usually my vocabulary is bigger than this.
It is. It is. It definitely is. So, I do want everybody to know that it certainly is. But yeah, I mean, that is the kind of talent recruitment strategy that I don't think enough companies have tried.
Right. They try monetary incentives, like, you know, bring
yeah.
in your friends and your family and your, you know, other people that you know, and we
right.
will give you some money. Have they tried stripper poles?
Right. Yes, exactly.
I'm
yeah.
going to go with no.
Probably not.
I'm just guessing. Google doesn't do this yet.
Right.
You know, we can be ahead of Google, right? So, like, Google is constantly being, like, the number one company to work for because
mm-hmm.
it's so amazing, and they give you food, and they have a campus. They call
right.
their company a campus.
Yeah.
Right? And they have all these ridiculous things. But do they have stripper pole buses?
I don't think they do.
With photo shoots.
That's right.
Like,
yeah.
I think these are the two key components that they're missing and could
mm-hmm.
just bring the company recruitment to a different level.
Right, yes. So I'm very excited about this possibility.
Right.
And
I think we should pitch this
right.
Monday morning.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I'm going to be all over that.
Right.
All over the idea, not all over the poll. We're going to save
well,
that for a little
well,
bit later.
Yeah, you need right. to be both. So
yeah.
just all over all of it.
Yes.
Is really.
That is indeed very true. Wow. I feel like I've learned a lot.
I do too.
Yeah.
I do too. And believe it or not, it's only been like 20 minutes.
Wow.
So, I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like I just killed it by saying that.
No,
sorry.
Absolutely not. No. In fact, you know, things are more alive than ever. Let me tell you, in fact, just how alive things are. I mean, I haven't felt this level of life since the day that I woke up in the morning. I'll tell you exactly which day it was. It was Wednesday of this week. And I walked outside, and I looked up at the sky, and what I saw were two birds flying overhead. They were pigeons, but these two birds flying overhead, and they went and they landed right on the telephone wire right above my head, or the power line or something. I'm not sure what it was. And they landed there together, and just seeing that kind of synchronicity from these two creatures, you know, I don't think they knew each other. I mean, they kind of flew in from different directions, landed at the same time. And I looked up at that and I said, that's the kind of synergy right there that this world really needs. So I watched these birds for a little bit. I watched them for about 20 minutes, as a matter of fact. And the birds, they didn't look at each other at first. The first 3 minutes, they wouldn't even look at each other. And then one spotted the other, and then it's kind of moved over a little bit toward it. And I was thinking, okay, wait, are these two birds about to kind of get to know each other?
Get to know each other.
Yeah. Am I like watching something that's like this telephone pole or whatever, like the bar for the pigeons, you know, when they go and meet each other for the first time? So one looks at the other one, and the other one kind of ignores it. And then it starts to move a little bit closer. The one who spotted the other one, he starts moving a little bit closer. And then at that moment, I thought, okay, these pigeons are really about to meet each other, you know, mm-hmm. going to get the other one's attention. Then the other one turned its head and made a screeching sound. I'm not exactly sure what it meant. That screeching sound right there, I thought, is it good, is it bad? I have no idea. The birds flew off briefly, and then they just kind of circled around the sky for a second. They both came back together onto the pole. But then they started doing something I'd never seen birds do before. They started trading places with each other. One would bounce over the other one's head, and then the other one would bounce back. They were, like, leapfrogging each other. And as I was watching this, I was thinking, these birds didn't even seem to know each other moments ago. And now they've found something that they just agreed, a common thing they're going to do. One ignored the other moments ago, and now they're playing a strange game of leapfrog or leap bird or leap pigeon or whatever you want to call it. And I'm, like, literally standing there in front of my house just looking up at these birds. So as I continue to do that, a car drives by. And the car drives by, and the driver of the car stops. And he gets out of the car, and he says to me, "What are you looking at?" Because he sees me staring up at the sky in awe. And I said, "Would you look at those two pigeons up there? These two pigeons are showing me something that I didn't know life had within it anymore. It's something that I thought was lost." And then he looked up and said, "I don't see any pigeons." And that's when I realized, yes, it was all in my head.
So this awesome story just reminded me of only one thing that is going to take your beautiful story and sort of just disintegrate it down into nothing. And there's a British show called Sex in a Box, in which two strangers have sex in a box and then they walk out and talk about their experience. And it's a TV show, and every week they have a new couple that just, two strangers that walk in, have sex, and then walk out and talk about their experience about having sex with a stranger. So your beautiful story about these pigeons getting to know each other, and yeah. Am I a horrible person? like, I've never actually seen the show. I've just read articles about it. But, yeah.
I mean, strangely enough, a very similar thing happened with how I met my wife. It was incredible how that worked.
You were two strangers, and you went in a box, and you were just like, "Come on, let's do it." And right, you walked out, and then you told a whole nation about your experience. Like, basically the world, because really there is no such thing as national television anymore.
Right,
really,
it's
just international everything.
Yes, but we did get kicked out of our country, and we moved to the United States at that point.
Excellent. Yeah. Yeah. You mean the country of Tennessee?
Right, yes, exactly. Yeah. I could say something really disparaging about Tennessee at this point, but I won't.
No.
No, I don't want to alienate anybody from Tennessee who may hear this. You know?
Alienate our listeners in the first show.
Exactly,
like,
yeah.
Already
just
got rid of the entire...
Yeah, Tennessee's a great place. I'm wearing a University of Memphis Tigers t-shirt right now as I say this. So, yes, nothing against Tennessee whatsoever.
I don't know much about Tennessee, so I'm not going to say anything because I'll say it wrong and I'll offend like half the world. And the next thing you know, I don't know. I'm really good at offending people, so I'm just going to not say anything.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. But, yeah, actually, on the bright side, there were no pigeons overhead at my house. It was apparently something that I had pictured. And now every day I go outside looking up, trying to find pigeons. And since that man broke my heart saying that I don't see any pigeons, I haven't quite been the same.
I mean, this is truly a sad, sad, sad story.
Oh,
and
well.
I feel like you're bringing down the...
I don't know. I should say is, even though I don't see pigeons anymore, now I look up and I see dragons. So.
Okay, now the story just got awesome. Right, yes. Like, if I looked up every day and saw dragons, I think I'd be like, about to get burnt to a crisp.
Yes, well, see, fortunately, every time I see the dragons overhead, they're a little preoccupied with having sex in a flying box overhead.
You're saying the dragons have the same show? I think the British people stole it from the dragons.
I think so.
The dragons are ancient,
Yeah, the dragons have their version up in the sky, so, it's literally at another level. Because they're doing their show up in the sky. It's amazing how many shows are probably going on up in the sky that we don't even notice every day because we're here on the ground.
It's just, I had a horrible thought and I'm just not going to say it. I really, like, I was debating as you were finishing your sentence, like, should I say it, should I not say it, should I, I'm not going to say it.
Don't say it, no.
I'm not going to say it.
Yeah, you had the kind of look on your face that said, you know, this is something that could go very badly after a while.
Yes.
No,
it would be immediately bad. It's not, like, after a while, like, after you mulled it over, it would be immediately, like, no, just don't say it.
We'll talk about that one after the microphones are off. Yeah. Okay. I mean, I think that I've covered everything that I need to cover at this one plus a.m.
Which is perfect because we're about to hit 30 minutes of success.
Wow. All right. Yes. Victory. All right.
So, I don't know. This is our first pilot show. Yep. And I just wanted to see if we could get to 30 minutes, and we did.
We did.
So, baller.
I know. Yes. That is awesome.
Hopefully, we do another one of these.
Yes.
And we'll post it in a subsequent week.
Yes. Absolutely.
Excellent. Well, good night, I guess. Or good morning, depending on who you are.
Ciao.